More than a quarter million Sri Lankans displaced by civil war are living in government-run camps where international aid workers say conditions continue to be inadequate. The director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Jehan Pereira, says that while the government has improved conditions at the camps, recent heavy rains have already caused flooding of sections of the welfare centers, and the monsoon season will only prove worse.
The worst fact about the camps is that the people are confined to them and not given the freedom to come out, because they are not criminals. Although almost surely there are LTT cadre among them, and it's because of that that government is keeping the whole population inside the camp. So the main problem is actually the fact that they are confined. The other problem that has cropped up more recently is possibility of flooding, because it rained about a fortnight ago and those rains seeped into the camp so that people were not able to, in some parts of the camp, go to sleep, cook their food. And this threatens to become a much bigger problem when the monsoon rains start. The monsoon rains are going to start in a few weeks. And when that happens, you can imagine the plight of the people. We are hoping that the government will do its best to speed up the resettlement process and get the people out of these camps.